From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. North Korea says to two Malaysian detainees, you can go now. North Korea allowed two Malaysian employees at the United Nations World Food Program to leave the country Thursday amid an ongoing diplomatic dispute triggered by the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother. The UN says the two Malaysians were international civil servants and not representatives of their national government. The two were among 11 Malaysians confined to their country's embassy in Pyongyang after North Korea imposed a ban preventing Malaysian citizens from leaving the country. The United States Wednesday dismissed China's proposal to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula following North Korea's launch of four missiles on Monday. Foreign Minister Wang Yi called for a halt to both North Korea's missile and nuclear programs and U.S. and South Korean joint military exercises viewed by the North as a prelude to war. The U.S. UN ambassador Nikki Haley told the UN Security Council North Korea's leader is not rational.
It is an unbelievable, irresponsible arrogance that we are seeing coming out of Kim Jong-un at this time.
She said deployment of an anti-missile shield is a prudent action given the North Korean threat and said all options in dealing with Pyongyang's behavior remain on the table. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner defended the right to conduct joint war games.
Our joint military exercises are transparent, they're defense-oriented, and have been carried out regularly and openly under the Combined Forces Command for going on 40 years.
Toner said new ways must be found to convince Pyongyang to end both its missile and its nuclear programs. This is VOA News. Libya's Eastern Administration has called for elections next year, another sign of earlier rejection of the authority of a UN-backed unity government in Tripoli. The parliament has withdrawn its support of the government of the National Accord as its fighters struggle to regain control of oil terminals seized by breakaway militia it believes are backed by the GNA. U.S. Marines have been deployed to northern Syria to help in the fight to retake the city of Raqqa from Islamic State militants. The Washington Post, which first reported the deployment, says the arrival of the artillery battery is a significant escalation in the use of U.S. conventional forces in Syria. Now, there's been no official announcement, but military officials have confirmed the deployment to other agencies. A U.S. Army artillery unit is already in place in the area. Marines have also been dispatched to the town of Manbij, located northwest of Raqqa. In the meantime, the U.N. envoy on Syria told the Security Council Wednesday talks on the country's political future will resume on March 23rd in Geneva. Stefan de Mistura said the just-concluded fourth round showed how serious the intent is by both sides to engage in dialogue.
No one left. Everybody stayed. They went focused. We got an agenda. We got a timeline. We got some agreement even on substance. It is the first time that there was involvement by everyone in showing that they are serious in trying to actually achieve a dialogue among them.
U.S. Ambassador Haley said Syria must no longer be a safe haven for terrorists. The Central Intelligence Agency is accusing the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks of endangering Americans by releasing what they claim to be transcripts describing CIA hacking techniques into electronics like smartphones and computers. White House spokesman Sean Spicer agreed Wednesday and called the release just the latest leak of sensitive information.
The idea that we are having these ongoing disclosures of national security and classified information should be something that everybody is outraged in this country.
The CIA has declined to say whether the documents made public are authentic. 26 people are dead and dozens more wounded after two suicide bombers attacked a wedding celebration north of Baghdad Wednesday. The bombings took place in the village of Al-Hajjaj near the city of Tikrit. No immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but Islamic State has staged similar attacks. Iraqi soldiers are clearing three more neighborhoods of western Mosul in a two-week-old offensive to take that part of the city from Islamic State. Clearing operations are being hampered, snipers and booby traps, as the U.S.-backed offensive takes aim at the densely populated old city with its narrow streets and alleyways. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.